Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic readings in a quick hour. And, of course, we have Brenda on board with us, our numerologist / psychologist. Brenda?
Hi, everybody.
And it is such a beautiful day today, y'all, in Washington. The sun is shining and flowers are starting to bloom. I hope everybody enjoyed a good Easter last Sunday and hope you had fun on the first with the April Fool's joke. So, I mean, I hope everybody did it in good humor and nobody got hurt or upset or angry. So, anyway, now the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914, brought to you by TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. That is my website where you can hear the show 24/7 streaming and also archive shows. As I said, as well as a current. And also you can buy my book, my poetry book, Are You Ready? And you can get readings, everybody, if you decide you want a personal reading. I do them Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. PST time. Okay, and with that, we are going to begin. And again, welcome, everybody. Yeah. First caller on the line, area code 602. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Brenda. It's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just wanting to know something about some financial matters. I have this one client that's had a policy for 9 years, and I get renewals of it. And I reminded them a week ago and also on Monday, and they haven't paid it because I can check the company every day. So if they pay it this week, then on Tuesday, the insurance company would be depositing direct deposit into my bank account $3,184. So do you see me getting it on the 9th, the 16th, or the 25th?
The 9th.
Hmm. You see me getting it next week?
I'm picking up on the 9th. It's a little bit of a delay, but you will get it on the 9th.
Okay. Well, that means
what did
she has
you pick
to
up, Brenda?
Well, I got the 16th.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
The 9th would be the normal time, wouldn't it?
Well, no, I get commissions every single week. So if they pay it this week by Friday by 5 o'clock, then they deposit the following Tuesday, which is the 9th. If they pay it next week, then I would be getting it on the 16th, which is every Tuesday they direct deposit into people's bank accounts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Barbara, let
so
me
I
tell you this. I can kind of bend toward Brenda because when you were talking about them to deposit, I saw a two-day delay. It's like they should have the money today, but it'll be a couple of days, and then they'll have the money and submit it.
Well, if they submit it, I mean, they can do it over the phone. So that's what they did last year was they just called up the insurance company over the phone and they took the information over the phone.
And you reminded them, right?
Yeah, I did it on Monday and I also did it last week.
Okay, because I just see a little bit delay and it's just money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't have the exact amount today, but they will in 2 days to have it. So
right.
If you don't get it on the 19th, for sure the 16th you will. I agree
okay.
with Brenda on the 16th for sure, but I feel the 9th. So if they do, fine. You know, you'll be okay.
And can I ask you one other question regarding finances?
Sure.
On Friday, I'm filing a fee arbitration with the state bar because I had an attorney representing me for basically a month last year in July. And so it's a dispute of over $800. I turned him into the state bar, and they found out that he billed erroneously, but they said, well, turn it over to the fee arbitration, and if you're not satisfied, we'll discipline him. So I faxed him a letter on Sunday, and I said, you have until the 2nd to give me the money that you overcharged me, and he never responded. So on Friday, I'm filing an arbitration fee agreement with the state bar, but it's the fee arbitration. So anyhow, it's like $822. Can you see when they'll give us our hearing or once he gets notification that I'm disputing it again? Do you see
you'll
him paying it?
Yeah, but you'll get the money on the 23rd of April. And I'm going to tell you, he's a slime ball. I don't know who
he is,
but I'm picking up he's a slime ball. So you're going to have to go these extra lengths to get your money.
Oh, I already
Barbara.
Filled out the forms. They gave me
okay,
the forms
well,
back
good.
In October.
Send it all in. Because you will get
will.
The money, but I see the 23rd of the month when that money will come through.
Great, great, great. Thank you very
yeah,
much, Lynn.
Yeah, so you will get it. Oh, yeah, and he's definitely going to be more than reprimand. He's going to get a suspension on his bar license.
Really? Because
so
he was...
Paying you was one thing, but he's got to deal with them on the other side. So, but I
yeah.
just feel like he's a slime ball. So I'm glad that you're not with him anymore. Good for you.
Me too. All right.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You. You're welcome, and have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling in the studio.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lennis and Brenda, area code 303. You're on the line.
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Brenda. This is
Lydia.
Oh,
hi, Lydia. Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. How are you doing?
I'm not doing really well today.
Uh-oh.
I just lost my mother, and it's her birthday and today, and it's just been a hard day. And I was wondering if you had any feelings about her. I didn't get to be with her at the very last, and I really wanted to.
Okay. This is what I want you to do because I feel it.
Yeah,
I want you to bake a little cake
mm-hmm.
and put happy birthday, Mom. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
bake
I am.
Bake a little cake. Bake a little cake. Put happy birthday, Mom. Put two plates down. Slice a piece for her. And then slice a piece for you that you're celebrating her birthday with her. She will be there in spirit. You're not going to physically see her being or her spirit, but she will be there. So I know you're crying because you miss her, and of course I expect that. But for her birthday, she'd appreciate this. Just a little cake. Say happy birthday, Mom. Mm-hmm. Slice her a piece and you a piece, and while you're sitting there at the table, you know, eating your piece, and Mom, I miss you, and I hope you're enjoying your birthday. I hope you like this little cake I cooked for you. And you'll get, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a feeling, don't be scared, but you're going to get a feeling of like bliss or joy. You know how like something can come over you like, oh, I'm just so tickled, I don't know why I'm happy.
Right.
That's your mom validating that she was there with you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be there with you. You slice her a piece of cake too, honey.
Okay.
Lynn, this is also the one that you had a message for. She was trying to leave a message for her daughter. We spoke about last night.
You got to remind me. Her daughter.
Something about jewelry.
Oh, this is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia. There's bracelet. You know how a tennis bracelet looks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your mom wants you to have that. It looks, I'm saying a tennis bracelet because that's what it looks like. It looks like diamonds or maybe it could be zircon. I don't know, babe, but it's sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a tennis bracelet. Your mom wants you to have that.
Okay.
So
okay.
Look through her things and wherever it is that you can find it, put that bracelet on your left wrist and wear it all the time.
Okay.
If you have to, even get a better clasp, because I see it's not the best clasp on there. If you have to get another clasp, it'll always remain on your wrist.
Okay.
Okay,
excellent.
Yep, she's got that for you. I Brenda asked me last night. Now I know, yeah, because I was talking to your mom. Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
She's doing pretty
good.
She'll
enjoy
this
birthday. Huh?
I know. And she is happier because she's not in pain anymore, and she's with my brother. So I know she's happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's doing good. Honey, your mom's doing good. But I'll tell you, between you and your sister, your mom doesn't worry so much about because you're a nurturer. In other words, you have your stuff together. Your sister, on the other hand, flip-flops. It's like now she's okay, now she's not. It's like back and forth. And so your mom kind of worries about her, but she knows that she's got to go through some things before she'll get an understanding. But also I see it's a possibility maybe like your sister could be manic depressant.
Yes.
Okay. Could be a little bit of that. But she feels good about you. She knows that you're gonna make it. You know, it's like it's joy. When she thinks about you, it's like, oh, yeah, I know she'll be okay. On the other one, it's like I'm going to have to keep praying for her from heaven's door, you know.
Yeah. And what about my nephew? Because she was very, very, very close to my nephew, probably out of all of us, she was closest to him. Because when her son died, my brother died, my nephew was small, and she really bonded to him, and he's having a really hard time. Do you see anything about Nick?
Yeah, pick him up and have him come over and have birthday cake with you and your mom.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Dude, he's in Chicago.
You may think
that
that's being
Chicago.
Silly, but that will do a lot for that child. That
mm-hmm.
will do a lot for him.
Anything I can do from 1,000 miles away for him?
Oh.
I was planning on calling him.
Okay. Let me see.
And I want to tell you something, Lydia. I didn't even tell her you had a sister.
Oh, wow.
So that was all mm-hmm. stuff talked about last night, and I thought, wow, she's totally picking up.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You know what? Call your nephew.
Mm-hmm.
After you've made the cake. Oh,
uh-huh.
And also, I forgot, put one candle on it. Always
okay.
You got to blow the candle out for mom, but put one candle on there.
Mm-hmm.
And before you sit down to eat or cut the cake, call him and say, you know, today's grandma's birthday. Would you like to sing happy birthday with me to grandma because I made her a cake and I know you can't be here, but I will cut a piece for you too.
Okay. I think he'd like that. He knows
yes.
it's grandma's birthday. He was very tuned into her. Like I said, he loved her probably the most of anybody on earth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand he took it hard. He's missing his best friend. He's missing
yeah.
his second
his buddy.
Hand.
His
you
buddy.
Know, like, he's left, she's right. He's missing that. Yeah.
Yes.
But to help
can I ask
him,
a question for him for what
yes.
you see, Lennis? What do you see for him, Nick?
Okay.
In the, you know, upcoming
okay.
future.
Okay. And what's his name? Nick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nick? Okay. I'll tell you right now, that kid's gut is killing him, and that's hurt. His
mm-hmm.
gut, you know, it's almost what I feel is like, you know, like when you food poison, and
mm-hmm.
you know how your stomach will cramp you until you go boo-boo or throw up?
Mm-hmm.
His emotions are centered right there in his gut, in his stomach chakra. And so, because he's not eating, and if he eats, it just don't taste good to him. But he's going through a grieving process, so of course, you know, everything takes time. But it's just for him, it's like his stress and emotions settle right in the center of his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. He wants to come out there and see you.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
yeah.
He does. He wants to come out. In fact, he feels if he sees you, it'll give him the closeness to his grandmother. He's
mm-hmm.
not going to feel that with his mom. With you,
no.
he'll feel it, and it'll give him peace. In other words, like when he hugs you or
mm-hmm.
you and him sit down and talk and maybe funny things that grandma used to do make you laugh like heck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But good,
yep.
funny things. But when he holds you and hugs you and sit and talk to you, it just, it gives him a peace. And
mm-hmm.
his soul is like, yeah, Grandma's still here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
But for him in his mind, it's a soliloquy of peace for him. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
he needs to come out and see you.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
He
needs that because he's hurting so bad, and he's a young person, and he doesn't, you know. I mean, for us adults, we know that grief goes through 9 or 10 steps, whatever it is like this. But sometimes when you're young, you know, you don't quite understand what death is or passing over or blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs that closeness. With you,
mm-hmm.
he will get that, and it'll make him feel good. I'm going to tell you the truth. He probably is not going to want to go back home. I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. I've been wanting him to come. I wanted both of them to come here, and now I have my mom here, or what's left of her, her remains. And but I'd love for him to come out here.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling he's not going to want to go back. That's what I'm picking up. That once he gets there with you and enjoy you, because, look, number one, you're going to celebrate your mom's birthday with him. Number
mm-hmm.
two, when he gets out there, he's going to feel so close he can feel his grandmother with you. He's not going to want to go back because to him, that's home in his mind, not with his mother. It's home
mm-hmm.
in his mind when he's there around you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, yeah, I don't see him going back. And I see your sister getting upset about it, but he's old enough to make his own decision. And
yeah,
he's
way
go
old
back.
Enough.
Yeah.
He's way old enough. He's not a baby anymore. That's for sure. He's 42, so... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's coming out there. He's
okay,
coming out
well,
there.
Good.
He's going to probably stay. So,
excellent.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Lennon.
Oh, you're
Brenda.
You're,
my love,
great,
people.
Love you.
Have a great
you're
day.
You're most welcome. Did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask?
Well,
I've got a few minutes. It's okay.
Okay. If you got a few minutes, I would love
yes,
to
ma'am.
Know what avenue do you think I should take for my future earnings, future work? Do you see anything?
Your career?
Yeah.
You know what? I see you receiving a lump sum of money. Must be from your mom. It's got to be.
Yeah, she didn't have
but
any.
But you get a lump sum of money. It's not like millions of dollars. But there's a purse. There's a purse in front of me right now, a brown purse. And it's like it's got a weave pattern on it, on this purse,
yeah.
like a weave back and forth. But
mm-hmm.
it's heavy, almost like if you put 100 pounds of coins in it. And that's what I see, that you're going to receive a lump sum. So for that, I'm just telling you, Spirit wants me to
mm-hmm.
pass it on to you.
Can't that be large earnings?
No.
Like as if you would get like a large sum for each time you do what you do?
I guess, because you know what? Her mom is doing this.
Well, she's
her mom
purse.
Is doing this lump sum that's coming to her.
Mm,
so if
mm-hmm.
it's not through an inheritance, then it's through a job. Because it's coming from her mother. I can feel her mother's presence now. So
mm-hmm.
this is her gift to her daughter. So like I said, if it's not an inheritance, then if it's a job or something she's going on, she's getting ready to make fat dough, fat money.
Good. I want some fat money. Well, I've got a couple things I'm doing. Brenda can tell you a couple of things that I do, and you know, some things are in the fire. There's some things that you know I definitely have some fear around stepping out of my comfort zone, but you know, it's what I want to do. I feel very strongly that I'm here to do certain things, and definitely would like to step out of my comfort zone and do them.
She does beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pottery, but mom does Toastmasters, she's done Toastmasters, but the thing is, for many years I felt that she's one of those people to go out and do sort of public speaking or in
yes,
a profession
I was
that's
say
like
that.
That.
Get out of here.
Okay,
go ahead,
and I've been pushing her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something about it. I saw electronics, but I saw speaking, like,
right.
She's in front of people and there's a big screen.
Excuse me,
ladies. And the electronics I see is like, you know, she's managing the screen and she's talking to these people. Like, there's things going across the screen and she's there. I can see her hand. Her right hand is like, okay, push this button, the next screen come up. Yeah, I see this. Wow.
I'm just wondering what steps
right
to
on
take.
Point.
I'm wondering what steps to take or where I should go next. Or I've always felt led by spirit. I feel very connected to God, and I feel that I can listen to that. And part of my journey recently was I gave up my job and was going to go take care of my mother on her last days. And I just didn't wrap everything up soon enough, and she decided to exit early, so I didn't get a chance
her
to
wings.
Do that.
her wings.
She was done, and I think also she probably didn't want to put me out and put my family out. She, you know, I know she would worry about me leaving my family and my husband for a long period of time, but that's where the sadness comes, because I wanted to be with her when she passed. And I wasn't
but
able to.
But you know what? You were with her in spirit, whether you know it or not, because she was there.
Mm-hmm.
You were not away from her. She was right there.
Good.
She was there. She was there with you. When she passed over, believe me, she came and saw you. She knew she had to come and see you and make sure you were all right. But, yeah, but you are right about that. She didn't want to worry you. But, you know, older people are like that. They, you know, your children, you want them to enjoy. And children are like, no, I want to take care of you, you know.
Right.
I want to do this and that. But, you know, we're just old independent folks, honey.
I understand.
We can hang on, you know.
Yes.
Hold on to that independence. But she was there. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She came and visited you.
Mm-hmm.
And like
good.
I said, she's still around you. She really has not left, to be honest with you. She's still, as they say, circling the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I talk to her constantly all day today. I've been talking to her.
Oh, yeah. Think of something funny. Make her laugh. She wants you to be joyful. She does.
Yes,
she wants you to be joyful.
She does.
So think of silly things or funny things. And when your nephew comes, think of funny things. You know, you can talk about that.
That
makes her smile.
Sure. My mom loved to laugh. My mom loved to laugh. She had a great sense of humor. She was 98, almost 98. She would have been 98 today. And, I mean, my mom is all about laughing and having a good time.
Did your brother have a dog?
No. My nephew has a dog.
Okay. A dog makes me very happy. I don't know if it was your brother or not, but this dog makes him very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The dog is definitely another thing that my nephew never got married yet. He's had relationships, long relationships, but never got married. But he did a lot for my mom, and he
because that was his
dog.
Woman. Stop it.
What? What?
That was his woman.
I know,
mom,
it really
kind of
was.
That was everything to him. His best friend, his mom, grandma, that was his one. He cared about no other woman. You know, I mean, if the spirit movie got horny or something, but no, honey, he was happy. He was happy where he was at. And you know what? That's okay, because God brought them together for a reason.
Oh,
so
no.
That's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's still young enough to get married, so don't worry about that. And he might. He'd be a good husband. He might, because he loved your mom very much. Yeah, so, you know, he might one day. I see maybe what I'm picking up right now, maybe 3 years from now. And you know what? You might be shocked, because it might be a black woman or either Latino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either African-American or a Latino, yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why he hasn't just really got involved with anybody, because he loved his grandma. That was everything to him. Yeah, she was everything. So, and they had a beautiful relationship. She taught him
did.
A lot, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Oh, yes. And they fought each other. And he would say that he'd text me and say, Grams is firing on everyone. And I'd text him back and say, well, then that's a good day for Grams if she's firing. She was a feisty woman. She could fire.
Those are the kind of memories. Good ones. Mm-hmm. Good memories.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thanks. Thanks for helping me and for listening to even my memories. That helps.
Well, yes. You just remember, bake that cake today and put one candle on there. Cut a slice for your mom and for you. And, Mom, happy birthday. I know you're here in spirit. I know you're right here, so I'll eat your cake, too. But
that'll make her laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then don't forget to call your nephew and, you know.
I'm going to call him now. He's getting off work about now.
Okay.
And
okay,
I love you, ladies.
You need
love
to keep investigating that public speaking and everything else.
I was doing that last night.
Good girl.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
Take care. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for that.
Okay, Ms. Brenda. It's back in you. I'm trying to think. And I forgot. Last night we talked because it wasn't until about 30 minutes before airtime I realized we all didn't do the horoscopes or what was coming up. So what you're going to have to do is pay devil's advocate and ask me questions, and then I can get into it and answer. So one thing that I do want to talk about is the weather coming up.
Oh.
Because I see some, they're not extreme changes, but there'll be some challenging changes in weather this year. And one of them is going to be, it's going to be even hotter in some areas than it was last year, and it will expand out. So maybe where Houston was the hottest and Dallas was this, no, now it's going to expand out where Dallas, Houston, Austin will all be very hot. So this is what I see. That's why I say it's challenging. Because where you think you're going to run from the heat and not worry about it, you're just going to go to another city where it'll be just as hot, if not hotter. Yeah. So you can look for that. And I think it's going to be very strong in the Midwest as far as heat this year.
Oh,
so all
man.
You folks out there in the Midwest, I want you to take hold, get those air conditioners and fans, and be prepared. Because this year, the heating season is going to start a little early. So you can look for it to start getting hot in May, not waiting until June or July. It's going to start a little bit early.
Wow. Because they're still getting snow now.
Well, that will change.
It's just going to change on a dime, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's what I said. It's going to be challenging, but it's going to be kind of abrupt in some areas. Yeah. Because even for us, we're going to have more sunny days up here this year. Washington will be more sunny than it has been in a long time. We might see 2 months of no sun at all. I mean, no rain at all, excuse me, just sun. You know, it might be some cool days, but it won't get down like to 40s. Cool would be like in the 50s.
Yeah, but we're not going to have, are we going to have those super high days? Are you going to get cold?
No, we won't have extreme temperatures like that.
Okay, good.
We'll be lucky if we get 2 or 3 days near 100 degrees. But it will be consistently around, say, 80, 85, you know, kind of in that range, yeah. But you might see 2 or 3, if we're lucky, of close to 100. But
I like temperate weather. I'm telling you, the more everyone else experiencing this weather, the more I think Pacific Northwest is for me. And I'm going with what my dad said. He said, I got webbing between my toes, and baby, I got to feed it water. I need the water.
Yeah. August is going to be, I see really bad tornado in August.
Which month is going to be the scorcher, July or August? August?
For us, yeah, could be June, July, and half of August.
Scorcher.
It won't start going down till the end of August. But let me tell you, though, what I'm picking up as far as the tornado season, I see a big tornado or hurricane in August, and I mean it's huge. It's like 5. It's like number 5.
Is it going to be Midwest or along the coast?
Spirit said tornado. I see coming from Georgia going across. Like from Georgia going across to Louisiana, that way, going, what's that, going west?
Yeah, Georgia going across. That's going, up along the Gulf Coast, heading up towards New Orleans.
Yeah. But I see
yeah, and going up
land than as the water. I see the hurricane is more of a, it comes off from, when it comes through Georgia, it goes through, it's developing more wind than the rain. I mean, there'll be water, but the wind will be, the wind is what's going to get them. That's what's going to cause the devastation. The wind is going to be, that's why I say I see like a category 5. But I see tornado. That's what I saw first. Spirit showed me tornado. And then I saw hurricanes, but it's in the month of August.
Wow, that is. Well, their season goes through November.
Yeah.
So starts, I believe, June 1st and goes through November, like November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be about in the mid-season, I think, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to have some big ones.
Yes, and there'll be more tornadoes in September, too. In fact, I see tornadoes in September on the West Coast. So that's going to be interesting. Like Utah, Idaho, Eastern Washington, I see tornadoes. Yeah. Doing a little bit of damage, too. Doing a little bit of damage. So we got to remember that. This show is, April 3rd. We'll have to go back and listen to it again when these things unfold.
Yeah.
But anyway, in wintertime, again, this year, it's going to be icy as heck. Icy as heck on the West Coast. Not much snow, but icy as heck. Well, we got a caller, Brenda, so let's get the caller online. That number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We've got area code 818. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Diane. California.
I'm sorry. You got cut off. What's your name again?
Diane. And
oh, hi, Diane.
Diane. How are you?
Born. Hi, ladies. A pleasure to speak with you.
Okay.
And I'd love to give you my birth date, if that's possible.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing, or no?
Oh, yes. You can do that, too. Sure, go ahead.
Only because I know Brenda's especially good with her numerology.
Yes, she is.
I've never spoken to her myself, but I've listened to her on other shows with you, Glenna. So it's April 30th,
1953. 1953. And 04. Okay. 7, 8, 9. While you're doing the numerology, Diane, is there a question that you'd like to ask me? Well, Brenda's working on the numer.
I always love questions. I'm not seeing anyone.
Mm.
And I wonder what Maggie that's I'm supposed to be at this time.
You know what? Your top chakra, your number one chakra is open right now. I can feel it because I got a little bit of a little pain, not much. It's just telling me it's open. Your chakra is wide open on top, on the top of your head.
Do we not like that?
Oh, no, that is good. That means you're in the spirit.
Yeah. Like your third eye?
Yeah, she's in the spirit. I can feel it. I mean, it is open. Yeah, she senses things. I like this woman. Go ahead, Brenda. I was just trying to fill in while you were doing the numerology.
No. That makes sense. Actually, you have a 7. Number. And do you know about the 7?
Yes, the destiny number. I do, and I love that.
Well, it's also a number for deep thinkers. Somebody who their spirit runs really deep. You're not obvious to other people just how deep and pensive you are. So when other people encounter you, even if you give them a quick answer, they have no idea that you're processing at a really serious level underneath. What I'd like to say about people who are sevens, they're kind of like a pond. You see a pond, or if you were to take a canoe trip down a river, and you're on the canoe, you don't really think too much of it. It's just sort of like going to a river, but that river could be incredibly deep, like would terrify people if they knew how deep it was. Not because it's scary. It's just so much more than most people get about you. Is that correct?
It really is. Yeah. Wow, my mouth is open. It's incredibly spot on.
So you're always thinking, and things are just not always apparent. So it's probably a little hard. You were getting ready to talk about a relationship?
Yes. It's probably a little hard because I have a lot of Aries, and I'm always changing.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is your communication is not always as expressive for whoever you're with. They can't really figure you out, and you don't really help them because you tend to more quiet about what you're feeling. I'm not really quite sure how you can impart that other than to say that you kind of have to say what you're feeling to them. They're not likely to pick up. You know how we often think, oh, well, even, you know, by now you should know how much I love you, or you know how much I care about you, or how much I like you. Although you're very pleasant and you have a sweet nature, just really what's going on with you, I think people can tell that it's more, that they're not, it's sort of like somewhere back there, but they're not really sure, but they can't read you. Even if they do read you, it's not the complete you. So,
right, but I like to be more secretive. I don't open up. That's very true.
It would be.
Absolutely.
It would be better for you, probably, the more serious you feel about someone, to let them know that it's not that you don't want to respond sometimes when you don't respond. It's just you're just thinking. You're thinking a lot, and you're probably going to have to be a little more vocal. Whatever relationship you're getting ready to pull in or you're getting ready to experience, you're at a start of one
problem
right now, huh?
Yeah, I saw a communication problem. That's what I picked up. And you answered it, that she holds back, and I understand that.
Right.
Yeah. Not,
you want to know if this relationship
but, yeah, it's
is going
not
to
because
evolve?
You're you're not holding back because you're insecure. You're not one of those people. And you
right.
would, yeah, you would actually tell somebody if they probably knew to ask. But you wouldn't. You would have to go through a real long process to express it to your satisfaction. You know, whereas other people want an immediate answer. You know, human beings aren't. We're not long-term, you know, payback people. We want short-term payback. So it can be a little frustrating, but if you find that your lover or your potential lover is feeling a little like you're not, like you're withdrawn or something, you might want to just give them a little more information.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, you're a very deep thinker, very deep thinker.
Right.
You should sign up to the think tank.
So do you see, Barbara, about the relationship that you were going to ask about otherwise?
Diane.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You get a new one coming in, right?
I want something new. Right. I'm thinking, will I pull one in? Okay. Maybe I don't want someone. No.
Well, what do you see, Lenny?
I see a guy that looks like Jay Leno.
He has a long face.
Yeah, he's got a long face and white hair. And I see him. He favors Jay Leno. Little husky, maybe not as husky as Jay Leno. But, yeah, he looks like he's probably around 52, 55. I don't think he's that old. I think 52. Like he just barely turned maybe last year. He could be a Taurus, but he just turned it. And he's a blue-collar
worker. He's much more out there, like, what do you say, sort of more gregarious or something. You see him as being more of an, you know, his personality is a little, he's not a quiet thinking man.
I got
he's
two
not
names, Ben and John.
I'm sorry, what are the names?
I got two names, Ben or John.
Okay. Not in my radar at this moment.
Will be.
I'm loving that. I think that's exciting.
Will
be. He's
3 days or 3 weeks. I see 3 days
that's
to 3 weeks.
Incredibly soon. And, you know, and it's coming soon to a birthday. And, you know, there's always good things that happen during birthdays, I believe. and how fun is that?
Sure, resurgence of energy. Your birthright, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love, Glenn, that you tuned in that I am spiritual because I really come from the heart with everyone I see. And I go out of my way, you know, to... If someone's behind me and I don't think they can afford what they're buying, I, you know, just give an attitude of gratitude and I pay it forward, so to speak.
Yes, yes. You sound like somebody else I know. Huh, Brenda? Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because you sound like me. And that's what my kids call me, Captain, because I give up my last dime to help somebody. But anyway, so I understand what you're saying about play it forward. You have a really good heart and an open spirit. Only thing I'm going to tell you is please be cautious. Just be cautious. You are with your communication, but I'm telling you, even in your actions, be cautious.
Oh, my actions are very avoid.
Learn to
you're
look
right.
for expect the unexpected.
What did you say, Diane?
I exercise a lot. I'm very physical. And, you know, I'm in L.A., and I'm outdoors. So people look at me and don't think I am what I look like. Does that make sense? I'm not really. They think I'm not who I am. That's all. And if
no,
you don't
understand. I
understand. Good. So the bottom line is, I am really lucky. I got to speak to you, Brenda. I love the show. Again, you guys are so cool. Alone, you're cool. I'm just, it was really good. I really enjoyed this.
Okay, sweetie. Oh,
we're glad
well,
you did,
I think that you're going to have to call us back and tell us how things go with the new beau. But, yeah, and enjoy yourself. You know, that just enjoy yourself, you know, try to be, how do you say, not, try to, even though you want to help everybody, try to just enjoy yourself. Stand back when, you know, it's something we all can learn. When people come up to us and they say they need something or they're indicating it, sometimes it's best to just bite your lip, let them carry on, let them talk about their stuff, and just let them resolve it. Instead of moving straight into enabling them, just stand back and let them work it out. And if you must say something, say, well, how are you going to work that out? Instead of going straight to, well, I've got a place for you to live, or I've got a few bucks. You know, we so don't want to see anyone else suffer, but that's how we get our sea legs and we can stand sometimes when we go through the hard times.
You know, that's such the words of wisdom. And, you know, when you're related to someone that's extremely well off and they say to people, I'm not the bank, you know, if you want money, you go to the bank. It's true. They earned it with their hands and the hard-earned money. They don't have to give it to anyone. And people, so what you just said was just an incredible, such wisdom. Brenda, that was beyond. I'm telling you, that was such powerful words. I love that you just taught me something. And you said it so simple.
Well, it's
and
not about they have money and they get to keep it. It's about honoring the person who needs help and needs to find the strength within themselves.
That's right.
Go to help people all the time, they don't develop their strength. And so the more you care about people, the more you allow them to falter and pick themselves back up. And that way, you love them enough to strengthen themselves. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I just can't even tell you how lovely, so lovely that was.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing from you to see how this new relationship develops.
You know, Lennis, when you were just saying to be cautious, were you referring just maybe to a male or a female or just in general? Because
no, in general. And Brenda explained it. That's my thing of being cautious. Because we have such an open, generous heart that sometimes we enable people instead of letting them learn the lesson or to grow. Because, you know, it's just us. It's our nature to help. It's not so much nurturing. It's just in our nature. Like, you know, we want to help people make this a better world. But Brenda made a good point. Sometimes to help people, you have to just be. Just be. Don't do anything. Just be. Or, you know, as Brenda stated, you know, ask them, well, how are you planning to solve that situation, or what are you going to do? You know, because if you don't, they'll drain you, Diane, of your spirituality.
Sure. Oh, no, I'm strong. I honestly, I get it. It's not.
Yeah.
I feel it, I do it. And then sometimes you don't do it also because, I mean, I'm just saying in very small, you know, buying someone a cup of coffee, if they're standing behind you is an act, you know, of kindness, that's all. Just to make someone smile, that's, you know, $3.
Oh, that's okay. Yes, that's
easy.
Oh,
sure.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
That's an easy one. Anyway, ladies, you know what? I'm going to say goodbye because I still have a little more work to do. And
okay.
I love the show. And thank you. And
all right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful week, a blessed week.
Yes.
I so enjoy you, Lennis. Thank you. And thank you, Brenda. So enjoy you.
Okay. Thanks.
You're
bye,
welcome.
Diane.
Bye.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can feel
my
presence matching her essence. My essence matching her essence. And I was like, yeah, she is strong and she's very giving.
Right.
But still, you know, you gotta stand back sometime a little bit because we do it before we even think about it because it's just our heart.
Right. Yeah. When I was a camp counselor, that just used to pain me as I was younger when my children, my little campers, would be running and I just didn't want them to fall, especially if they ran on cement and I had to just bite my tongue, and if they fell and started crying, well, yeah, they were going to learn, you know, but it's like if I were to try to prevent them from falling, then when would they ever develop anything? I mean, it's hard. It is so hard to love someone enough to let them be. It is really hard. But yeah, because we don't want to watch people suffer or go through anything we may have been. You know, and it does seem, just like Diane said, if you're wealthy, sometimes it would just seem so much easier to just give somebody the money to work it out. And sometimes it's good to donate, but she brought up good points. I mean, good things to think about, everybody. Yeah, and, you know, stick with your strengths. This is very good for you, Miss L. Very good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're such a giving person. You're always giving, giving, giving. As long as I've known you. And I've known you my whole life.
Oh, yeah, we've been around the block a few times. Yeah, that's so true.
Hey, folks, you know, we're on a good path. You know, we really are. There's a lot of things that seem really daunting in life and seem really negative and scary. The weather, political unrest, global unrest, creepy neighbors. I mean, all kinds of things that seem sort of difficult, but there is a real undercurrent of positive change in that world. And I think you can feel it if you just take 2 seconds and get still. Yeah. Don't you see that, Lennis?
Yes. Because sometimes we do need that. As the Chinese say, just stand still.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes just stand still. Don't even move. Like I said, just be. Just be, and it will happen. Yeah.
Yeah, and our new moon is getting ready to come up.
Yeah, the new
folks.
Moon is on the 10th. I don't know when the full moon is, but the new moon is on
the... No, the new moon. New moon's coming up in 6 days.
Yeah,
11 hours. And that's very important, everybody. So keep your eye out.
Your manifestations.
That's right. And new moons are coming out, and you manifest to reiterate what it is or rejuvenate what your goals are, your affirmations. Yeah. So... yeah, absolutely. I feel really positive about everything. Yeah.
Me too.
So call in, everyone. Give us our information again for the call in.
It's area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And also, folks, remember, Brenda and I are on every Wednesday. So today is the 3rd. We'll be on the 10th. 17th and 24th, 3 to 4. It's just a quick hour and kind of give people a chance to gather their thoughts or get a heads up or find out what's going on or, you know, is something being reinvented or have you created something new? But whatever it is, call in every Wednesday and we'll try and give you the best information. You already know Diane validated Brenda. She's very good as a numerologist.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but I mean, I thank her for calling in and validating. So, yes, for sure.
I humbly
Brenda,
say that I just dabble with numbers.
Oh, you're so good, though. You're so good. Well, Brenda, let me give. We have a few minutes left, so I'm going to give a rundown of what's coming up. So, next Sunday, which is the 7th, will be psychic readings, and all that's our normal Sunday show. So, that's from 4 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, Pacific time. The following Sunday, the 14th, we're doing a part two of What's Bugging You? The first show we did, we had such a major response that I said I would do a part two. So April's a fun month and everything is blooming. So we're going to do What's Bugging You? Part two on the 14th. Now, on the 21st of April, on that Sunday, the Love Doctor is in. And we're going to try and answer relationships, problems, or good things. So it'll be me, Brenda, Chabonet, and I don't know who else, but the Love Doctor will be in the 21st. So mark your calendars because we'll be trying to answer any question we can about relationships.
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll stretch my little... clinical psychology graduate, you know, little arms out and just pull in what information I've studied so far.
Okay.
I know you'll do good. I know you'll do good. And then the last Sunday of this month on the 28th, it's going to be just a free-for-all show. It's called Do These Fries Go With That Shake? That's going to be the 28th, so that'll just be a free-for-all. So you want to join in, it'll be our little party show.
Nice. Yeah.
Free-for-all, yeah.
Everybody, I'm waiting for the poetry to roll back around since I missed it, so I can read my little poem.
Well, you know what, Brenda? We got a couple of minutes. Read your poem now.
Oh.
I
of course
love
you would
it.
Say
I
that. It's not like
poem.
It's queued up right here. I gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's okay. I can bring it up. I've got a computer. I just remembered I have it somewhere else. Okay, hold on. Just go ahead. Say something else. I'll be there in just a second.
Okay. Well, anyway, what else do I want to say? Oh, the NCAAs, y'all. I guess Louisville, I hope they take it all the way. I don't know if they – I think they're playing Wichita, but I'm pulling for little Louisville. So for my friend Trumps and all you people in Louisville, go Cardinals, go Cardinals. Hope it's hope you guys win. I'm pulling for you.
Huh. Boy, you know, it's terrible. I'm getting to the point where I can't remember where I put anything. Writers. Can you believe it? Writers will actually lose their stuff. Oh, there it is. I've got it. So you guys, you want to talk some more basketball?
No, go ahead with the poem. Sure.
Okay, everyone. I hope that you can hear this in the spirit that it was written. It's called, and it's written by me, it's called Spam Sandwich. But I say Spamage. Okay, so ready?
Yep.
Today's a Spamage day. Not just ham and pork shoulder. A day that feels comfortable, yet all mixed up. Today's a Spamage day. Familiar on its own, whether plainly sliced or all fried up. Today's a Spamage day. Don't want fancy, just peeled out of a can like a good planter's nut. Today's a Spamage day. None too emotional, nothing with meaning, just something to sup. Today's a Spamage day. Wearing already worn, you at arm's length, and some soup in a cup. That's a Spam Sandwich day right there.
Thank you.
Just a great little poem to just be with somebody without having to perform or do.
You know we got to give you a hand clap, girl, for that. That was good.
Yeah, that was fun. I like Spam. I don't eat it on a regular basis for obvious reasons, but it's a cultural icon that it's fun to enjoy once in a while. It's much more fun to think about or say.
Once every 5 years.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, God, excuse me.
Hey, if somebody says that, you know, they're having a Spamage day with you, get in there, relax, and just enjoy the ride. That's my advice for today.
For sure. Well, we are coming to a close. And Brenda, did you have any word of wisdom?
Well, I'll stick with my favorite. My grandmother used to say, don't let your love go wrong.
Yay.
Interpret
that,
how you will.
Hey, I like that. My new line is, if you can't grow with me, then you can't go with me.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to grow with me to be with me. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Or anybody, really, if you want a successful relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'd like to thank Barbara, Lydia, and is it Lydia? Did I say her name right?
Yeah, Lydia and Diane.
Okay, and Diane for calling in today and joining us. And as always, I just enjoy Brenda so much. So be with us. Don't forget, next Wednesday, it'll be the new moon, and Brenda might have something to say to you folks
don't
about
be,
the new moon.
Now, don't be shy. Call in, everybody. It's okay. Call in. No questions too weird.
No, it sure isn't. And we answer all questions. So, and if we can't, we'll forward you somewhere else.
Have a great week, everyone.
Okay, we gotta go, everybody. We love you. Enjoy this week and the weather, and be sure and tell somebody you love them and say thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.